Theros, a D&D 5e podcast with your host, Atlas's 5-Minute Show, where the show is not 5 minutes, and it could be 3, it could be an hour. Well, when we first started our adventure, I, the Dungeon Master, created a party of a Minotaur, a Dryad, a Satyr, a Trident, a Medusa, a Clockwork, and I believe that is it at the moment, but I will probably end up talking about a seventh. I'm having difficulty remembering at the moment, but this is just kind of a on-the-fly recording of my first episode. So, when we started off in the river Thartix, the undead river in the underworld, where our party found themselves dazed and confused as they had just been murdered by a bunch of returned up on the surface. Now, with Atherios, the god of passage, telling them that they shouldn't have died yet and that they still have destinies to fulfill, he resurrected them and gave them a ride on a nightmare shepherd, which is this giant demon that has kind of the Nyxborn traits of having like a star-like visage underneath its wings, in the darkness underneath its wings, and everyone grabbed onto it, and it took off into the sky. Upon exiting the hole in the ground that led to the underworld, the Nightmare Shepherd dropped them off and then disappeared without a word, leaving them to wonder, who are you people? Well, after a couple short introductions and a introduction to a kind of beginning to a story arc with the Triton, whose name is Sephiro, she actually has a crystal that is part of Heliod's Sun Spear, and we don't know exactly what it does quite yet, but the whole inkling behind it is that it, should all these shards be found and put together, it would rebuild Heliod's Sun Spear. So it's kind of assumed that Heliod is either hurt or dead, and his spear has been shattered. And maybe even in doing so, he is just super weakened at the moment. Our Medusa wants to kill Heliod for story reasons, because she absolutely hates Heliod, because she is a worshiper of Nylia. Nylia being the Huntress goddess. And, well, I would like to bring them on so that they can explain their character further in the future. But as they sat there wondering who each other were and telling stories of who they were and who they remembered each other to be, they heard the sounds of oncoming crunches of armor, where a man and a woman crested the hill side they were nearby. The man, dressed in royal armor from Miletus, with blue accents to it, looking like a Trojan soldier, whereas a woman flanked him, elven woman. She introduced herself as the Oracle of Mysteries, a woman named Elias, and the man's name is Corian. Well, Corian and Elias explained that they brought an army with them to either find a bunch of heroes or find a 100-armed titan. Thankfully for them, they found the heroes and not the 100-armed titan, but it is expected that the Hundred Armed Titan would spawn near the city of Aroka. Akroa. And I'm terrible with names at the moment. I have my notes somewhere, but I'm not looking at them. I'm trying to do this all off the top of my head. So, just to continue with the episode, I would like to point out that at this point, we are introduced to basically the baby Yoda of the group, which is a small child elf named Leah the Bard. She comes in and she's like, "Hey guys, hey, what's up? Hey, I know you. You're Goliath, the Minotaur boxer that is world famous, and you are Medusa that is from the legends of the Three Forests, and how you went through heartbreak, and how Nylia basically revived you, and Farika had the goddess of affliction basically cursed you to be this horrible meat beast. And ooh, look, Sephiro, that crystal that you're wearing around your neck, what is it?" And Sephiro basically was hiding the crystal the entire time, but later on was more adamant about showing it to the child, because the child seemed to know a lot more than what she should have. But in kind of my own notes, I had her play on the fact that she is Elias's the Oracle Mysteries, like, right-hand lady, and is constantly hearing her stories and her prophecies. So Leah the Bard, the small little girl, is constantly writing these epics, is constantly writing these stories about these heroes, and when she finally meets the heroes of her stories, she is just awestruck with how wonderful and amazing they are as people. She came off as a very kind and a very childish child, I guess I should say, for being in a world where gods are living and gods are very present. But at the same time, she came off as very mature in the way that she absolutely understood everyone's destiny. So, continuing forward, the party asks for food, and Goliath cracks a couple jokes with Leah the Bard, and then we are taken to the fact that Leah the Bard, Sephiro the Triton, and Nima the Medusa, all the girls of the party basically all walk off to the side, and they go to gather food for the party, and they are immediately beset on by Returned, which are these undead creatures that are basically very smart human undead, or at least they are in my telling of the Theros story. And the Returned that they see goes to stab Leah the Bard. And before that can happen, the crystal that Sephiro was holding pops kind of out from underneath her clothes and around her neck, and it incinerates the Returned. And in doing so, kind of sparks this mystery of what power does this crystal hold? Well, a short combat kind of ensues, nearly taking out two party members, the Satyr and the Clockwork, I believe, or the Satyr and Nima, the Medusa. And from there, we are basically given to another one of the Oracle of Mysteries prophecies, whereas Nima the Medusa must help Nylia regain her lost love, which for anyone that reads up on the Theros lore is Arista, the spiderling, which she is a nasty mythic monster. Like, I have nightmares of something like that crawling out of the darkness. She is this giant spider that has baby spiders all over her. And speaking of which, there's a spider on my ceiling that is problematic. But she is a spider that has a woman's body on her upper torso, and her hair expands out for a mile in like a web-like substance, and if you touch it, she understands exactly who you are and what your intentions are, and it's crazy. So we are basically left with Mokas is an asshole. Nylia needs her love returned. Heliod is missing, or his weapon is missing at least. And Sephiro, the Triton, prayed to her goddess Thassa, goddess of the sea, and actually gained piety for it. And that pretty much wraps up what happened in the first session. I'll probably go into more detail once I start recording these directly after our sessions. But as of right now, this is a couple days afterwards, so my memory's a little hazy. I hope you enjoyed, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.